From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Claire Strempel with a local and statewide news update. Alaska's Department of Health and Social Services was the largest state agency, but as of July 1st, it has split into two smaller departments. State officials say the new structure will make the agencies easier to handle. Adam Crum ran the combined agency. Now he's the commissioner of the new health department.
Alaskans should not notice that any change has occurred. Our websites are updated, but services that Alaskans receive should not see any changes.
The Department of Health will take care of healthcare services, public health, behavioral health, senior and disability services, and Medicaid. The other new department is called Family and Community Services. It will support the child welfare system and other direct services, like Alaska Psychiatric Institute and state-operated assisted living homes. Marianne Sweet is its assistant commissioner. She said the split will mean each department is more efficient.
We're going to be able to have a more central focus on the programs that we're supporting within our department support services.
Crum said department leaders have cleared their schedules this week to make sure the transition is smooth and respond to questions. Chinook salmon runs are nearing completion in the lower Kuskokwim River. The Chinook and Chum runs remain well under their historical average size. Meanwhile, reds are running in greater numbers than usual. KYUK's Olivia Eberts has the details.
On the lower Kuskokwim River, more than 75% of the Chinook run is complete based on historical run trends. This year's run size has doubled compared to last year, but overall, it's still low. With fishing openings and a slightly higher run size, river residents have been able to put up some Chinook in their fish camps this year.
I'm very happy to see, you know, more kings than last year.
Mike Williams, Sr. of Akiak, spoke at the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group meeting on Wednesday. During these weekly meetings, subsistence users, managers, and scientists discuss run sizes and share traditional and scientific knowledge about salmon. Williams says most people on the lower river have gotten the salmon they need, but he's still disappointed that the Chinook run is lower than average. Chums are faring worse than Chinook this year. They're also running in far lower than average numbers, according to counts from subsistence users and the state sonar and test fishery project near Bethel. Data from the test fishery shows this is the third lowest chum run since 2008. Meeting attendees voiced concern over the chum runs.
I'm hoping that we can call attention to this shortage of chums that we have here on the Kuskokwim River.
Attendee Lamont Albertson said the federal government should be looking into why the chum counts are so low. But reds are running in high numbers this year, and Albertson said subsistence users should be able to get some relief filling their fish racks.
We hope that red will take the place of the chums.
This year's numbers make it the third largest red run size so far in the past decade. Plus, state biologists say it's trending up at a faster rate than previous years. According to state data, reds usually make up a quarter to a third of the overall number of salmon swimming up the river. This year, Kuskokwim Working Group Chair Fritz Charles says he thinks that ratio has increased.
On Saturday, I went downriver to go fish, and at that time, it was half and half ratio with kings and reds.
And state biologists agree with Charles. Their data show that reds have made up about half the Kuskokwim salmon count so far, and the run is a little more than halfway complete. There will be another chance for federally qualified subsistence users to fish for sockeye in the lower river over this holiday weekend. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
The commercial Dungeness crab fishery in southeast Alaska will close early this summer because the start of the season has been so slow, Coast Alaska's Angela Denning reports.
In recent years, Dungeness crabbing has been pretty great for commercial fishermen in southeast. The harvests and prices have been above average, sometimes way above. Last year saw the second highest harvest on record and the highest price ever paid. The summer season was worth $13 million. But this year looks different. The season opened on June 15th. About 200 fishermen registered in the region, and they've reported poor fishing.
I've heard generally it's slow. Region-wide.
Joe Stratman is with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and he's the lead biologist for shellfish in the region. He says the estimate for this summer season is just about 2 million pounds, which is less than what's needed for a full-length season. It doesn't come close to recent years.
The poundage landed in the first week of the fishery was about 433,000 pounds, which was Half. Actually, not quite half of what was landed in the first week, the last summer season, 2021.
Because of the slow start, it was announced on June 29th that the season would close 2 weeks early at the end of July. The state manages the fishery according to harvests and sampling in season only. There is no other data gathered throughout the year. Managers look at what the first week of the fishery was like and predict the overall season harvest estimate and decide how long the season should be. Prices for dungies have plummeted this year. Processors are paying around $2.79 a pound compared to last year's $4.21 a pound. Still, the current price is around the 10-year average. It's only the third time in the last 20 years that the season has been shortened. Stratman says the downturn could be part of a natural cycle.
You know, those kind of fluctuations in harvest are pretty common in Alaska and in other places. It's possible that this year the below average catch rates are due to smaller than usual cohorter crab recruiting into the fishery, but there could be environmental factors as well.
Those factors could be a couple of things. Fishermen started the season off with huge daily tides, moving 24 feet twice a day. Also, crabs molt or regrow their shells once a year as adults. Crabs with soft shells aren't kept. Stratman says water temperature was colder than normal, which could have affected that.
So that may be playing a part in the molt timing or maybe making crab less active. These are all possibilities.
The first week's catch also means that, as of now, the fall season will be cut in half for most of the region, lasting only 1 month. That could change if the State Department determines that a lot of soft-shelled crab contributed to the low numbers. Stratman says they'll make the decision on the fall season in mid-August. The fall fishery starts October 1st. Reporting in Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.
As Alaskans approach their first ranked choice election next month, they're wrestling with the concept of ranking. The Division of Elections says ballots will still count if a voter only chooses one candidate as a favorite, but economist Kevin Berry says that would be a mistake. He advises ranking candidates, even the ones who don't align with your views.
When you're voting in the second or for your second and third and fourth candidate, you're trying to minimize the maximum harm.
Berry says that's a strategy known in game theory as mini-max. In plainer words, the lesser of the perceived evils. Or he says voters who like just one candidate might assign second and lower ranks to those they think might be better at constituent services, like finding lost Social Security checks. The new system, Berry says, poses tougher questions to voters.
In the past, we just kind of said, you know, who the candidates are is settled by a partisan primary, and then what team am I on, and I vote for that team. Now we need to think really hard about who these candidates are. And even amongst the people we disagree with, who would at least be the best at answering my phone call?
The special election for U.S. House will be the first conducted by ranked choice voting. That election is August 16th. It's also the day of the Pick One primary for all other state races. And the 4th of July parade in downtown Anchorage had an unauthorized political element.
What is freedom?
Freedom is choice!
What is freedom?
An impromptu contingent of abortion rights advocates decided to march in the parade. Organizers say they lined up with the registered groups moving along the street and no one tried to stop them. Other people joined on the fly. Protester April Rochford says speaking out is the only way Independence Day has any meaning for her now.
I was born into a country where I was guaranteed certain rights, and now they're gone. So I don't get the point of today at all, except to protest the out of it.
In late June, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, removing federal protection for abortion rights. The decision is celebrated by many conservatives and others who believe abortion is morally wrong. Rules for last year's parade are posted online. They specify that political signs and materials are not allowed. It's sunny with a high near 80 today. There's a slim chance of showers tonight with a low around 49 degrees. Wednesday should be mostly cloudy with a high near 73. That should drop to the low 50s at night. And Thursday, there's a small chance of rain with a high near 67. Thursday night should be cloudy with a low around 50.